The numbers that we have as of yesterday were something slightly under half a million, but that number will increase. The mere fact that this is a protracted situation that has been going on for some time now, it's almost decades in the making, and people that we spoke to when we were there a year ago, some of them are people who have been displaced multiple times. So my estimation is that on the lower side, we might see something close to a million people being displaced. Never mind, already we have got almost 7 million people internally displaced in the Democratic Republic of Congo. We have almost a quarter of the population that is slightly under 25 million people who are already in need of humanitarian aid. This will make the situation that is already perilous incredibly, incredibly difficult.
So you're saying about a million people just in the Goma area have already
Yes.
fled.
Yes.
And right now we're hearing that it's gotten so bad, the fighting, the bullets are flying everywhere in the city that the people can't even get out. They're trapped. Is that true? The roads are blocked?
The roads are blocked not for the reasons of preventing people to move. What M23 is trying to do is to take over block by block, road by road. As a result, what they are doing is they are setting up roadblocks. From a purely military point of view, that makes sense. But when you consider, A, people are trying to leave a place that they are insecure and they've been barely secure before this, when you consider that humanitarian groups need to move in unimpeded, this then will trigger a chain reaction that will affect everybody in that pipeline. But more importantly, the people who are in desperate need from the humanitarian groups that now are being cut off from the humanitarian groups, that will compound the situation. In a peaceful situation, these things are just chugging along in the background, the system is working. In humanitarian setting, they are held together, if you will, by a chewing gum, which now is getting frayed as we go along.
These people that you're talking about and the challenges they're facing, what are they doing? And how is Refugees International, trying to help with
The
what's
best we
going on
can
in
do
Goma?
is to advocate for them. One is the African Union, East African Community and SADC that are leading two parallel but related peace processes should lean on the parties to the conflict, especially the Rwandese government that the UN and the US government have provided credible evidence that is supporting M23 to immediately cease their attempt to take over of Goma. Second, and more importantly, they need to allow for unimpeded humanitarian aid and restricted movement of refugees who are running away from this particularly painful situation.